the website, and that was our main information source.
And the stages that we went about to set up our business. Firstly, we conducted market research on the internet to see if there was any competitors and what the standard of the website was so that we could help to make our website better. Through a majority vote in the group, we decided on the name of our business, www.tyonline.biz. We also set up an email account to organise all of our contacts. Our next step was to get in contact with an IT lecturer at Tipperary Institute, hoping that he could assist us with the physical design of our website. However, being redirected to a different expert, we made great efforts to schedule an appointment, however, that did not follow through. It was then we decided to search online for easy to use Hull's website at a low cost. And we came across Yola.com and haven't looked back since. It is a really quick and easy program to use with really helpful staff at the end of the phone. This allowed us to launch our website much sooner than we had expected. Not to mention their excellent rates, we had our website up and running in a matter of days. Once the website was set up with the content, we took the next step and set up a Facebook account to assist us with our advertising campaign. We then set up a Google AdSense account, which provided us with Google advertisements on our website. This was a form of income. Each time someone clicked on an advertisement by Google on our website, we received an amount of money which fluctuated in rate. Since then, we've been focusing on advertising our website, updating its content, and improving the information we provide.
These are some of the advertisers we've targeted for our site. At the moment, we have the Herbert Lodge Arts Centre advertising, and we've also approached local businesses, mini companies, Tipperary Kitchen, and TrickAwareness.ie, and Every Sport Careless. Contacts we made in setting up our website was Mr. Goldbach at Tipperary Institute, Jim Greenstate at Tipperary Institute, and a random selection of schools in Munster and Leinster region.
These are the members and their positions in our enterprise. Managing Director Stephanie Fleming, Financial Director Ellen Lanigan, Quality Control and Secretary Imran Mara, Managing Director Judy Gernon, and Chairperson Lucy Lake. This is a picture of our team. Marketing and promotion.
We decided that our target market was teenagers of the age group 15 to 17 year olds, male and female, and also we were targeting other mini companies to advertise on our site, as well as local businesses and enterprises that provide products and service for teenagers. Along with this, we hope to target educational companies, and we hope these enterprises would advertise on our website. At the beginning of TY Online stages, we hoped to get a substantial amount of views to show potential advertisers and also to see if our idea was a hit with teenagers. Feedback from our website statistics were extremely pleasing, and we were all very surprised at the views we received in the first month. These have continued to grow, and we are now looking at the bigger picture of tyonline.biz in how we can expand and allow our enterprise to grow. And our current views to date are around 3,300 views.
This is a sample of our music section on our page. Soon after the launch of our website, we had to adjust the site. And we realised that our website was quite female orientated, so we had to adjust it to balance the interest for both male and female. Then we changed the colour of our website to green, which is neutral. So now we just have to focus on making sure that the content of our website is balanced to suit both genders. And what is innovative about our enterprise? We believe that our website is really innovative, as it is a completely original idea. A website like ours has never been designed before for transition year students, so this means our company is offering a unique service for transition years and now students across the board. We believe our enterprise has great potential to expand and become widespread across Ireland for all transition year students in the near future. Our service provides students with information on almost everything, which is really handy just on one site. We also open to suggestions from students that they might like to put up suggestions on website, and they can get in contact with us through Facebook or through our email address, which is all on